गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदनानदन व्रज जनरंजन यशोदनानदन व्रज जनरंजन रामुना चिराबनाचारी रामुना चिराबनाचारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन रामुना चिराबनाचारी श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरा भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे पंचतत्व प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद ओ ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Then reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 24, verse number 19. Maitreya Uvacha Prachetasaha Pichur Vakyam Shirasadaya Sadhavaha Disham Pratichim Prayayus Tapasi Adrita Chitasaha. Maitreya Uvacha Prachitasa Piturvakyam Shirasadaya Sadhavah Disham Pratichim Prayayus Tapasi Adrita Chetasah. Maitreya Uvacha Prachetasa Piturvakyam Shirasadaya Sadhavah Disham Pratichim Prayayus Tapasi Adrita Chetasah. Maitreya Uvacha Prachitasa Piturvakyam Sirasadaya Sadhavah Disham Pratichim Prayayus Tapasi Adrita Chetasah. Prachetasaha Piturvakyam Shirasadaya Sadhavah Disham Pratichim Prayayus Matajis, ladies, Matajis. No one. Maitreya Uvacha. The great sage Maitreya continued to speak. Prachetasaha. All the sons of King Prachin Barhi. Pituhu of the father. Vakyam, words. Sirasa, on the head. Adaya, accepting. Saadhavaha, all pious. Disham, direction. Pratichim, western. Prayayuhu, went away. Tapasi, in austerities, adrita, accepting seriously, chetasaha, in the heart. Translation by Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai. The great sage Maitreya continued, my dear Vidur, because of their pious nature, all the sons of Prachin Barhi very seriously accepted the words of their father with heart and soul. And with these words on their heads, they went toward the west to execute their father's order. Purport. In this verse, sadhavaha, meaning pious or well-behaved, is very important, especially at present moment. It is derived from the word sadhu. Perfect sadhu is one who is always engaged in devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prachin Barhi's sons are described as sadhavaha because of their complete obedience to their father. The father, king, and spiritual master are supposed to be representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and as such they have to be respected as the Supreme Lord. It is the duty of the Father, the Spiritual Master, and the King to regulate their subordinate in such a way that they ultimately become fully annulled devotees of the Supreme Lord. That is the duty of the superiors, and it is the duty of the subordinate to obey their orders perfectly and in disciplined way. The word chirasha on their heads is also significant. For the prachitas accepted the order of their father and carried them on their heads, which means they accepted them in complete surrender. Om Ajnana Timarandhaya Shya Gyanan Janasala Kaya Chakshur Unimletamina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Then here we have, this chapter is called Chanting the Song by Lord Shiva. Then Lord Shiva is very, very compassionate, and when Vidur, he asked one question to Maitreya, he asks him why Lord Shiva was especially compassionate to the Prachitas. This has come before in this chapter. Then Lord Shiva, he explained that's because the Prachitas, they were very gentle. They were very gentle and they were also surrendered. Then these two qualities are needed. If you want to get mercy, one has to be gentle. Devotee is gentleman. He is gentle and he is also surrendered. Then the Prachitas, we will first speak about the history of Prachitas. Who are they? Then the Prachitas, they were 10 sons. 10. And their father was named Prachin Barhi. Prachin Barhi. Prachin means east. And Barhi means Kusha grass. Then Prachin Barhi, he put lot of Kusha grass. I don't know why Kusha grass is, he put it. I think that Kusha grass is very, very important grass. Is auspicious. Even it is said like there is one Narayan Kavacha is there. You know, in the sixth canto, there is one Narayan Kavacha and there are many rules are there. And there is one condition that we have to sit on Kusha grass. If we want to get the benefit of this Narayan Kavacha, then Prachin Barhi, he put so much Kusha grass there in the east, then his name was Kusha grass. Kusha grass in the east, his name. Barhi, Prachin Barhi. He got this name of Kusha grass. Then he also did a lot of sacrifice. He was doing so much sacrifice, one after another. Of course, this sacrifice was related to karma kanda, sacrifices. But this was in Satya Yuga Govi. And Prabhupada in this purport, he say, we have also to do Harinam sacrifice. Then, his father, Prachin Bar, his father was Havirdhan. Havirdhan, he became Prajapati. He became Prajapati. Why? Because he was also expert in sacrifice and in mystic yoga. Then Havirdhan. Havirdhan was the father of Barhishat or Prachin Barhi. Then Havirdhan's father was Antardhan. And this chapter starts with Antardhan. You remember Antardhan? How when Indra, he stole the horse, Antardhan, he didn't say anything. Then Antardhan, although he was making many sacrifices, he went back to Godhead. He was pure devotee. Then Antardhan father is Prithu Maharaj. Then Prithu Maharaj father is Ven, King Ven. Vena's father is Anga. Anga's father is Swayambhu? No, Dhruv Maharaj. Dhruv. Dhruv Maharaj, and Dhruv Maharaj's father was Swayambhu. Swayambhu's father was Brahma. Brahma's father was Vishnu. Then these Prachitas, they want to get married. Their father, they ask them, you get married. Then they went to the ocean to make tapasya. We know also that Svayambhu Manu, also before getting married, he also went to do tapasya. Priyavrata also. Priyavrata. Then the same year, they went to do tapasya for 10,000 years to satisfy their father. Then here Prabhupada, in his purport, he explained the word pious, sadhavaha. Then to be able to succeed, one has to be pious. Then the question, how can we become pious? Punya Shravana Kirtana. Then if we keep hearing Shravan, if we chant also, we can become very, very pious. Then we can get, because unless you are pious, we cannot finish our devotional service. This is also in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said to Arjuna, that because you are pious, then you will succeed. There is one story is there. There was one very beautiful girl. She was very, very beautiful. And one daku, he saw this girl, and he became in love with her. He was, I want to marry you, I want to marry, I want to marry. This girl, she didn't like him. And she was very, very intelligent. And she said, how can I get rid of this daku? And she told him, okay, you will take 1,000 devotees, and you will feed them for 1 year, Mahaprasad. This was, if you do this for 1 year, then I will marry you. Then this daku, he said, okay, only 1,000 devotees. He was very rich. He was thief. Huh? He has a lot of money. He started looking for the devotee. Where is the devotee? He would go to the temple. And he was very tough. He was not gentle. Hey, sit down. You are devotee. And he was harassing them. Sit. Eat prasad. Eat. And while doing this service, first day was very tough. Second day, after 1 week, 1 month, he starts becoming gentle, gentle, gentle. Then after 1 year, he becomes so pure that he forget the girl. No more marriage. Then this is the power of serving the devotees. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he explained that by serving the devotees you become pious, the highest. There is also one verse, huh? Mahat sevaya, huh? Ahurvi muktir tamudvaram yusitam sangam. That if you serve the devotees, then this tamagun will become finished. Also, this last will become finished. Then if we serve the devotees, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he give us the way how to serve the devotees. It's not you have to find, hey, come, I want to serve you. No, if some devotees come to you, if he's asking some service, something from you, we should try, oh, I have opportunity to serve these devotees, try to do some service for the devotees. Then we become gentle like this. And if we are gentle, then Krishna will become satisfied from us, with us. Then we become less offensive. There are two ways of dealing with the offenses. One, we can become neutral. You said, oh, I don't want to make offenses. Then you are neutral. You don't get... Another thing, you make offenses. Then we get a reaction. And the third thing is more positive, is we serve the devotees, then you get a lot of punya. Then punya is very important. We should think, how can we make more punya? Then Prabhupada, he explained that in this purport, that these, they were very, very much pious. And it, especially at present moment, this is very, very important. It is explained that this sadhavaha is derived from the word sadhu. Titikshashva karunika. What is that? Suhridaha sarvadihinam. Then the sadhu is very, very tolerant. This is one quality of the sadhu, titikshashva. We can see with Arjun. Arjun was so much tolerant, Arjun. See Duryodhan, how much trouble he was given to the Pandavas. But Arjun, he was very, very tolerant. And he didn't want to fight even with them. Although he was Kshatriya, then this is our attitude. We should at least, if someone is giving us trouble, we should wait for some time. Long time. For 14 years, 13 years, they were waiting. They were in exile. And he didn't do nothing. Then this tolerance is very, very important tolerance. Duryodhan, he's Vikarmi. Vikarmi means one who is not. He was Vikarmi or Karmi, Duryodhan? What do you think? Vikarma. He was Vikarmi. He was just envious, giving so much trouble. In this chapter also we have Indra. Indra, he was also, he gave trouble to Prithu Maharaj. Indra, he was in the level of Karmakanda. He was also envious because Prithu Maharaj, he was doing this 100 sacrifice. Then, therefore, Karmakanda is not good. Karmakanda, envious. Then we have Vikarmi, we have Karmi, Karmakanda. Then we have Yogi. Who was Yogi? Durvasa Muni. He was also envious of Ambarish Maharaj. But Ambarish Maharaj was Grihastha, and Durvasa Muni, he was thinking, oh look, this Grihastha has more opulence than me. I am yogi, I am. Then like this, we have different, the devotees, they will get trouble from three types of people. One is Vikarmi, Duryodhan, just one example. There are many examples are there. The second is Karmi, one who, although Indra is his devotee, but he's mixed. This Karmakand is there. Then he gives trouble to Prithu Maharaj. And also devotee can also get trouble from Yogi. Like Durvasa Muni. Durvasa Muni, he gave trouble to Ambarish Maharaj. And we have devotee. Devotee, that means he is always very, very tolerant. This tolerance is very much needed. We have Tukaram Maharaj. Tukaram Maharaj, there was one Shastri. I forget his name. Ramesh. Ramesh Shastri. Ramesh Shastri, Tukaram Maharaj was from Shudra family. And this Ramesh Shastri was Brahman. And he came to him and he said, oh, you are writing Abhangas. You are from Shudra family. You should throw your Abhangas in the river. Then Tukaram Maharaj, what he did? He was surrendered. He didn't start, hey, I am big writer. I am great devotee. No, he said, oh, this is Krishna's plan for me. Then devotee has to be surrendered. Devotee surrender. Then what he did to Tukaram Maharaj? He threw his abhangas on the river. What is the name of the river? No, not Chandrabhaga. Indraini. Is in Dihu. Then Tukaram Maharaj was thinking, oh, now I cannot write abhangas, better I fast. Then he fasted for 1 week or 15 days. Then what happened? The river come and give him back his abhangas. Then we should every time be obedient. Prabhupada here, he used the word obedient. If you are not obedient, you cannot stay with the devotees. If you are very, very intelligent, you should be obedient to anyone who is superior to you. He may be the head pujari, he may be... If you are obedient, you are very, very much intelligent. I remember one day, I was in Taiwan doing book distribution. Then the temple president said, okay, you should pay more BBT. He increased the price like this. I said, okay, no problem, I will pay. Then after when I distributed for 2 months, then after the president is, okay, you should not pay this, you should not pay this, you should not. He give me more. But if I say no, I start fighting with him. Why I should pay more? The price is this. We started going argument. Then it's a waste of time. Then your mind will become very, very disturbed. Then the devotee is obedient. I know that the Christian, you know the Christian, if you want to wear the clothes, Christian clothes, you have to take a vow of obedience. You can take it for 1 year, or for 2 years, or for 5 years. You write down, okay, for 1 year I will be obedient. It's a nice vow, huh? Because people, they are... You know, people, they think if I fast too much, like now there was Purushottam Mass, some devotees, they think, oh, how can I do punya? They think, if I fast too much, if I fast during this month, I can get lot of punya. Punya is Lakshmi, huh? Like Lakshmi. Then they start fasting. But if you see them, they have lot of anger. You know, when you fast, they are not behaving nicely with the authorities. Then their progress is not very, very quick. Then we should have small targets. Small targets, and very much, we will get very much benefited. Okay, I will surrender. I will be obedient. Then if you do this, then your mind is not disturbed. You can chant Hare Krishna peacefully. Because if your mind is disturbed yesterday, then next day, how can you chant Hare Krishna mantra peacefully? Then we should be very much intelligent. Intelligent one is obedient. Prabhupada does not stress so much in obedience. He said, cooperate. Your love will be shown. But cooperation means obedience. And if you become obedient, then this is intelligence. Devotees are very intelligent. There is one story. One day, Brahma, he brought the demons and the devotees. And he served them one nice feast. Rasgulla, Gulab Jamun, Rasmalai. So many sabjis, nice feast. And he said, okay, the condition to eat this feast, you cannot put your, while eating prasadam, you cannot put your, you cannot take prasadam with your hand and put it in your mouth. This is the condition. Then they make rows, the demon they sit this side, the devotee sitting this side, but the devotees are very intelligent. Then what they did? They did 2 rows like this. You know, when we sit one like this, and they sit near others. Then the demon, they sit there. Then the demon started eating prasadam. They said, oh, how can we eat and not use our hand? Then they started eating prasadam with their directly. Then prasadam, they were wearing very nice clothes. All the clothes get dirty. Then prasadam was going here and here. Then they were feeling very bad. Then the devotees, what they did? Cooperate. Yes, we should. What we should do? Cooperate. One devotee sits here, and other devotee sits there. Then what he did? One devotee took the prasadam with his hand, and he put in the mouth of other devotee. The other one, and they started eating like this. They eat very nicely, without any problem. Then the devotees are intelligent, and his intelligence is given by the Lord in the heart. The Lord is watching us. 24 hours is with us, Paramatma. If he see that we are gentle and we are surrender, then he will give us so much intelligence how to achieve him. Then the Prachitas, they met Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva, he is Dharma Vatsala. Dharma Vatsala means he protects one who is pious and one who is gentle. If one is pious and if one is gentle, then Lord Shiva will protect him. And Lord Shiva, he blessed them. And Lord Shiva, before blessing them, he told them that to become pious, you need hundreds of birds. Like Brahma. Brahma, he gets his post after hundreds of birds. He do punya, punya, punya. What is this verse? Yagya dana tapaha natyajet karma. I'm not very strong in, you know, I am into Quran and this. I don't have time to memorize verses. Then, if you do pious activities, after hundreds of birds, he become Brahma. Then after this, hundreds of birds, one surrendered to Krishna. Bahunam janmanam ante, gyanavanman prapadyante vasudeva sarvam iti samahatma sudurlabha. Then to realize that Krishna is vasudeva sarvam iti, he is everything. Now we have many doubts about Krishna. Although we have dhoti, we have tilak, but our heart is full of doubts. What kind of doubts we have? When I become old, who will take care of me? I am brahmachari. If I become sick or this, so many doubts are there. They are in our heart. And here in this today verse, it is said that very seriously, they accepted the word of their father with heart and soul. Then because of these doubts, then we are not fixed in Krishna consciousness. We are not in that level of nishtha. You know, one who is in the level of nishtha, adau shraddha, bhajana kriya. No, adau shraddha, tataha, sadhu sang. Then when you do sadhu sang, then bhajan kriya, then anartha nivriti. We have too many anarthas, and these anarthas, they create doubt in us. Then we are worried about the future. But the soul, for the soul, there is no problem for the soul. Have you seen someone who is dying because he's not eating food? People are dying because they are overeating. Now, the highest problem in India is diabetic. Many people are diabetic. Many people are sick. What the tension? This blood tension, many people has also. No one is dying because you never see this in newspaper. That someone has died because he didn't eat food. Or because he... No, there is no problem. Food, there is no problem with food. then we have these doubts are there, then our mind is very much is planning. We are making many plans for the future. Oh, how can I do this? We should only make plan how to become Krishna conscious. And this is the qualities of sadhu. Do prakar ke log hai, ek sadhu, another. There are two kinds of people are happy, two. One is sadhu and another is pagal. You know pagal? Pagal is happy, huh? He has no electrical bill to pay. He goes in the streets. He's you see, the pagal is every time laughing, huh? Is he happy? This is in Mahabharata, this is written. There are two kinds of people happy. One is pagal, and another is sadhu. And beach me, those who are not pagal, and those who are not sadhu, how are they? They are unhappy. Then we should become sadhu, not laddu. We should not become. And if the sadhu, what is the quality of the sadhu? This is Kapil Dev. Kapil Dev, he said, the quality of sadhu, he is engaging in devotional service without deviation. We are here. Why we are here? We want to go back to Godhead. We want to become sadhu. We want to become gentle. Then the solution is given by Kapil Dev. Engaged in devotional service without deviation. Satatam kirtayantu yaha. He is always engaged. Next, he has vairagya. He's renounced. This is the qualities of the sadhu. And he is also not disturbed. This is in Bhagavad Gita also. This Arjun, he asked one question. He said, Sita pragya ka bhasha samadhi sthasya keshava. Sitadhi kim prabhashita kim asita vrajita kim. He asked this question to Arjun, what are the symptoms of one who is self-realized or sadhu? What are the symptoms? Like if you have a rich person, you can see his symptoms are there. You can see, you go to his house, you go. Similarly, the sadhu or self, he has also his symptoms. How he speaks, how he talk, how he walk. Then, the Lord, he explained, prajahita yada kaman. Prajahita means, he has given up. What he has given up? Yada kaman. Kaman means, all this planning for sense gratification. You know, the mind is planning. How can I become happy? How can I become? We should desire to be the last, not the first. You know, the last. You know, our mind, it think, oh, if I become the first, the mind is planning. You know, To keep the mind quiet, if we desire, okay, I want to become the last person. Because for Krishna, there is no difference between the last and the first. On the spiritual level, there is no difference. But on the material level, we think, oh, if I become the first, I will become happy. If I am the last, oh, I am. Then, prajahati yada kamam sarvan partha mano gatan. He has sarvan partha manugatan. Manugatan means he has given up all manugatan. Manugatan means this planning, mental speculation. Then atmani ivatmani tustaha. Then you can become satisfied in the self. Satisfaction is very, very much important. If you are satisfied, then we can practice devotional service very nicely. But if you are every time disturbed, then we cannot practice devotional service. One who is satisfied, he surrender. And by surrendering, one can become peaceful. Then this is Krishna also. And the next verse he explained, Dukhish Anudvignya Manaha Sukhishu Vigata Spriha Vitaraga Bhaya Krodha Sita Dhir Munir Ochyate. Then Krishna, he is explaining, one is not disturbed in mind. Everything is not disturbed. Any misery is coming, he is taking it very nicely. Normally I do one thing, if you get any problem is coming to you, you do one thing. You do, okay, I will wait for 3 days. And problem is God. In fact, who create the problem is our mind create the problem. The mind starts having anxieties, then the body also, he release adrenaline. You know, so much adrenaline is released to fight this tension which is inside. The body release, then we get tired, then we get tension. Then if we just say, okay, let's see after 3 days, or 1 day, or 3 hours, or 4 hours, then there is no problem. And who is free from attachment, fear, and anger. Then we should be engaged, we should read Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is a very nice book. Should read Bhagavatam. Then the mind, we will feel satisfaction in the mind. And we can become happy. In the purport, Prabhupada is giving, we should obey different personality, different person should be obeyed. Generally, the new five devotee, they want only to obey the spiritual master. But here, Prabhupada, he is explaining the father, the king also, should be obeyed. Then if we do these things, obedience is very, very much important. Svayambhumanu, Brahma was very much satisfied with Svayambhumanu. Brahma asked Svayambhumanu to populate the earth. Then he gave him some advice also. He told him, you should do yagyas, perform yagyas, you should take care of the citizen. And Svayambhumanu also did this, and he went back to Godhead. Then devotional service is very, very easy, is not difficult. We should go for small targets. You cannot get Krishna by austerity or by knowledge. Krishna is very, very easy achieved if we are gentle and if we are surrendered. Then this is the main teaching of this chapter. And Shiva, Lord Shiva, he will give the prachetas some mantras to recite. And they will become perfect. Jai Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Any question or any comment?
Hare Krishna. The children should be obedient to their father. Sometimes children may be sadhavas, but the father is not sadhava, he is too much materialistic. So in that case, should they still obey him or just leave him alone?
We have the story of Prahlad Maharaj is there, huh? In Bhagavatam. But of course, Prahlad Maharaj is in very high level. Huh? He has full faith in the Supreme Lord. He has also with him a lot of pious activities he has done from his past lives. But the children, what you are speaking about, they are not in that level of Prahlad Maharaj. Generally, what we say even the child who is born in family of devotee, he is not obedient to his father. Now everything is ulta, everything is, it is different, everything. Are you satisfied or you want more?
I am not very much satisfied.
It is very difficult question to this need to have some seminar on this. You know, for 4 days or 5 days. To go into the details, what to do, what, why. You need to write many books also about this. Any other question?
This is just a comment, not a question. The four types of people, Karmi, Jnani, Yogi and Bhakta, they are better known by their titles or prefixes that they are using. Like a successful materialistic person will use the title Sheth. The Jnani will use Pandit.
They use?
Pandit.
Ah, Pandit. Huh.
And the Yogi will use Swami.
Swami.
Whereas the devotee will use the suffix, not the prefix. Das. That shows the attitudes towards themselves and others.
Yeah, very nice comment.
Hare Krishna, thank you for your lecture, Prabhuji. I want to give one comment. You told people are not dying for hunger, we never seen. But I heard somewhere people are dying for hunger every 6 seconds. Because man so much greedy, even animal are not, they are not greedy. Even if you throw grain, so bird will come, she will take her own quota only. But if a man will come, she will take all the grain. So man is so much greedy. So we are taking other food. So that's why the people are, every six seconds people are dying for hunger. So Prabhupada...
Where? In India, someone is dying, no? In India? No one is, I don't know. Is someone is dying?
In all over the world, I am.
India, I don't think so. If we just take India or Bombay, let us stick to Bombay. Bombay, do you know someone who died because there is no food? You see, in Bombay, the dogs are very fat. They are. Even the dogs, they don't fight for food in Bombay. You just take your place where. I don't think so people are. Maybe in Africa. But we take here or in the temple around. That our mind become quiet. That you are not disturbed about food. Because the main problem is this four. Food. What will I eat? Where will I sleep? These are the main problems. You agree? What do you think in Bombay? Do you know someone?
I don't know, but I heard from someone. Like Prabhupada also says, if you feed people, so every problem will solve.
So I am in India since 16 years. I never saw in the newspaper. I read also newspaper. I saw more people sick, suicide. These are the main problems. Any other question?
Thank you.
Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much for a very nice class, Prabhu. But in the class you mentioned that slight deviation from the devotional service, again you falls down, or you are, there are anarthas in your mind. So since I am the grihastha, when such an atmosphere is there for practicing the devotional service, then we get the inspiration. And as we go for the job, then our mind is not stable, because different responsibilities are there, and such a stage you cannot practice very concentratively.
Then I was also grihastha. When you are going out and you are with the karmis, you become stronger, because you are in some place not peaceful. Then Prabhupada give us the example of a woman who is doing nicely her homework, and after this she's meeting with her beloved one underground. Similarly, this is your case. Then you will become strong, because you have to fight how to become Krishna consciousness. After, right, when you become vanaprastha, then you will become nice vanaprastha. Then it's very good. This Krishna is putting you in this situation. Krishna knows what is best for you, or for others also. If you go there, then you... Because sometimes we go with the devotees, and you are not ready to be with the devotees. We are not respecting them. Then you will make offenses. Better there you fight. Then when you see devotees, you will feel very happy. This is also one quality that you when you see devotees, you should very, very much be happy. And Krishna is preparing you. I don't know what. But it's good. It's very nice. Any other question?
Yogi disturbed the devotee. Karmi, Indra disturbed the devotee. You have any other instance, you know, instance of Jnani disturbing the devotee?
Jnani disturbing the devotees. What is your question?
You mentioned that yogi disturbed the devotee.
Yogi disturbed the devotee.
Karmi disturbed the devotee.
Yeah.
I don't know, any instance is there in your mind? But Jnani disturbing devotees.
But they are disturbing pure devotee, huh? Pure devotee. Any other example? Yeah, we have Daksha. You know Daksha? He was big, doing so much sacrifice, big personal, and he disturbed who? Shivji. No, Shivji was, because generally what happened, the devotee, you know, people, they will judge you according to how much money you have, huh? Clothes. But on the spiritual level, we should judge one with his character, how much humble he is, how much gentle he is. Then you judge, oh, you said this person is very, very nice. Then Shivji was this, he has this quality, Shivji. Very gentle, very much surrender, very humble. And Daksha, he was on the level of karma, then he could not see this vision. Then he offended him. He was, Daksha was on the level of karmakand. No, karmakand. Jnani, there are... Who Jnani? You have some... Jnani, some answer? Huh? In the Bhagavatam?
No, not in the Bhagavatam.
Yeah, Mayavadis. Yeah, they are writing commentaries. So many commentaries. This Prabhupada also. You know, Prabhupada one day, one Mayavadi come to disturb Prabhupada. He came, he brought many literature, Mayavadi literature. And he gave it to Prabhupada. He said, distribute this to your disciple. Then some disciple were with Prabhupada. They were very much angry. This Mayavadi is giving Prabhupada this literature, and they asked. Then Prabhupada, he called his servant and he said, take these papers and put in my office. Then the servant was also very much shocked. Oh, take it, this and put in the office. Then he put it in the office. Then he handled nicely this Mayavadi. Then this Mayavadi left. Then Prabhupada, he called his servant. He said, bring this paper. And the servant bring the paper. And Prabhupada, he put halva on the paper. And he start distributing to the devotees. You see, intelligence. He didn't. He make that this Mayavadi make some spiritual progress. He uses paper to distribute halva to the devotees. Now it's 9:10. We will stop here. Hare Krishna. Nitai Gaura Premanande.